This is an elemental need, in a sense. I mean, I'm sure from the very early days of existence as human beings, sitting outside our caves, there would be the tribal storyteller, and people would sit round the fire, and he would tell stories. And very often, I think, they were the kind of stories we enjoy today, really. The stories about murder and revenge and adventure and pursuits and probably good overcoming evil. I think we are drawn to the kind of book that we write, and we can sort of see the mind's topography in people's literature, can't we? I suppose my credo as a writer is what I'm trying to do is to give people a good, exciting and credible mystery story, unambiguously set in its time and place, which is at the same time a good novel with the psychological subtleties we expect of a good novel. This is a question of language and of confidence in language, isn't it? So I think that literacy is tremendously important in giving us a more equal society. So it's not elitist, it's the absolute opposite of elitist. It's democratic. With reading, the reader actually sort of contributes his or her imagination to the imagination of the writer. We form our own mental picture of what is going on, and we're reading the book, and we're in that world. Whereas, of course, with television, admirable as it may be in many ways, we are just contributing nothing. We sit down. That is why television is so relaxing. I think we are a more violent society, no doubt at all about it, and in some ways a more criminal society. But I remember when I was talking to someone very interested in the criminal law, and I said, well, when I was a child, the house was never locked through all my childhood. But he said, yes, but what did you have to steal? But if the Lords are democratically elected, the Lords can say, we are elected just as you are. And how do you elect them? If you just have a general election, everybody say who you want to be in the House of Lords, I have an unfortunate feeling it'll be pop stars and footballers. So, you know, the Commons is not very keen on an elected House of Lords, really, and with some reason. But if they're not elected, then you've got the old system. That has created a problem, because the Scots now have their own parliament, and everything other than defence, I think, and foreign affairs is devolved to them. But they still sit at Westminster having a say in our concerns over matters which are devolved to Scotland. So the BBC, in a way, has some pressure to keep up the viewing numbers. And as soon as you have pressure to keep up the viewing numbers, then I'm afraid you do start reducing standard. Mm-hmm. I mean, the great, great virtue of the BBC has been no advertising. Mm-hmm. I must say, I think in this country, well, I don't know how you put up with it. I'm amazed that you don't all revolt. We have a great need for justice, haven't we, in this world? I mean, almost the first thing children say is, oh, but that isn't fair, Mummy, isn't it? Yes. And this is with us as human beings. And we can only achieve a very imperfect justice. The imperfect justice of human beings is not the perfect justice of God. But we need to attempt justice.